Welcome back. It's Fiesta Friday. We're with you for one more segment here on Mile High Sports Radio. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
I'm in love with Nolan Arenado.
Yes, for those of you not watching the game, it is tied up right now. Nolan Arenado is largely to thank for that. Actually, he is solely to thank for that. Hit a solo home run. So it's tied 3-3 in the bottom of the seventh. So we'll be off the air before the game is over, but before we leave, we'll give you the score. How does that sound? So it is a Fiesta Friday. I'm Big Fuzz.
Oh my goodness, that's so good.
Darren's been regaling me with this these lists, and I love lists. Everyone loves lists. But the problem is these lists are written by like 22-year-olds who take all of these amazing older athletes who they've never seen and either completely leave them off or put them way, way, way low on some lists like Jim Kelly, who is
a great quarterback. Never won a title.
So neither did Dan Marino, and he is arguably one of the best quarterbacks to play the game.
I understand. But what I'm more interested in is the subject of the list. I don't agree with their results. I think their results are crazy.
So you're just looking at the subjects of the list, but then you're not looking at the lists themselves.
I look at the list.
The list.
I disagree with a lot of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you're always going to disagree with certain things, but there are certain lists that are put together by groups of people who span generations as opposed to someone who only knows all the players that are playing right now.
I agree.
But this sounds like one of those lists that is written by someone who only knows players from today.
Okay, well, it's the same bias because think about it. Okay, on that list of the winningest athletes, was Andrei Karelin, okay. who was a Russian Soviet wrestler,
sure,
who was unbeaten in 12 years, unscored upon in 6 years, and he makes it on. Unstoppable for 13 years.
Okay,
and he's number 14.
Okay,
There's definitely some USA bias going on.
Or just regular sports bias.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, wrestling is not one of those sports that is widely televised.
There's two wrestlers on that list. Kale Sanderson.
So at least there's a couple. So someone's paying attention to wrestling, at least. They're looking and saying, okay, well, these two guys.
There's gymnastics was on there.
Gymnastics, golf.
Tennis.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're paying attention to him.
Who do you think was the number one tennis?
Martina Navratilova.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
I mean, I think that Serena Williams is the best woman's, but she's not the best. She's not the greatest of all time.
So, although she's going to be. She's very, very close. If she wins, I
know this is an old argument, but when McEnroe was talking about how she would be 700. And he went on like Good Morning America or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you going to apologize? He's like, no. He says, here's what we should do. Why don't we just combine the men's tournament and the women's tournament, and we'll just have one tennis tournament? I mean, the men will love it, but we'll just have one giant tournament.
Sure. See how it goes.
And no one said anything about that because no woman wants that.
They don't. Why would they? Mm-mm. They don't want that.
This is the one thing ultimate that everyone wishes they could do is be able to find a way to see in prime Serena go against in prime Martina.
Ooh. I think Serena wins, but it's a bloodbath.
Martina was killing lots of good.
Oh my God. Martina was.
I mean, Steffi Graf was getting whooped by her.
Chris Everett
was getting whooped by her.
Mentally, she was so tough. She was so strong. And she looked mean. Serena looks mean, and she's physically so strong. It would be awesome to see that. That would be great. I mean, there are all kinds of great matchups that we wish we could go back in time and see what would happen if, you know, this player could take on this player. I would love to see LeBron play in the 80s. I would love to see LeBron play in the 80s. One, he wouldn't even sniff a championship. Two, he'd get beat down. He would get beat down like a stray dog.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, yeah. The Pistons, they'd have killed him. They almost killed Jordan. I mean,
they tried.
They tried. And they would, because here's the thing. You're not getting suspended in the 80s for clotheslining a guy and putting an elbow in his nose and punching him in the gut.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what.
What's LeBron going to do? Start fights? Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to see Lambeer
take you on. And he's going to land some punches. Danny Ainge will take you on.
And get killed.
So what? It doesn't matter.
No, I think LeBron James holds his own.
Sure, he could beat up Danny Ainge, but then you're going to have the Chief coming over and pummeling you, and you're going to have...
He's old. He was old when he was a rookie.
Doesn't matter. He was strong. He had old man strong.
Plus, he was smoking weed, so sure. he was cool.
He would have been beaten down if he actually played in the 80s, and he would not be able to get...
I mean, Mason would have probably done something to him.
The Knicks, yeah, I didn't even bring up the Knicks. The old Knicks, the old Celtics, the old Lakers, the old Hakeem Olajuwon, I mean, the Twin Towers of Houston. The fact is, I am relishing right now this offseason because LeBron looks like a punk. The thing he put out today where he's just like, y'all want me to fail, and then he's got this weird gif where he's laughing maniacally.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, no. He can't go a day without doing something stupid on social media.
How do you know?
Because it's on ESPN.
Because you can't go a day without...
It's on ESPN every day. They cover it every single day. It's you can't possibly miss it. But I'm loving this because he's got teammates who don't want to play with him. He's got former teammates who are like, he's impossible to play with and be a teammate of. The people who beat him this past championship are mocking him. They're just rubbing it in, which is fantastic because he tried to do that to the Warriors last year. You've got Hall of Famers, his idol, the guy he grew up wanting to be like, telling him, sorry, man, you're just not good enough. Loving every single minute of this. And you know why? It's not because he's a bad person. It's not because he is the worst basketball player of all time. It's because when he was in high school, he gave himself the nickname The King. He told everybody that he was going to be the greatest basketball player that ever played. He was on Sports Illustrated at 17. He entered the league as arrogant as a person can be, having never touched a basketball.
What about before. Kobe Bryant, man? Bryant said all the same stuff.
No. He
just didn't say it on Twitter.
He didn't say it in front of TV cameras either. I don't remember once Kobe Bryant sitting in front of TV cameras saying, I'm the best that ever was. I'm the best basketball player ever, and I'm going to prove it to you, like LeBron James did last year. I don't remember him sitting on a stage in Miami or L.A. going, we're not going to win just one, not two, not three.
Yes, we've all been on stages mocked by crowds.
The point is,
I've been there. That's what happens to me every time at karaoke.
The point is, LeBron brings all of this on himself because he is an arrogant player who promised everybody he'd be the best ever and win the most, and he just hasn't, and he never will. He's not going to get six championships. He's just not. He's not going to go through the Warriors three more times. And if it's not
two, not two, not three, not four,
this,
not five, not six.
Yeah, I know. You love it. You eat this stuff up.
LeBron. No, I'm ambivalent to it. I'm ambivalent. Yeah.
Because like LeBron.
It's just braggadocio.
It's ridiculous.
Joe Namath saying, I guarantee it.
And he won, didn't he?
LeBron James has been in seven
did
straight finals.
Did he win seven
yes.
championships?
He didn't win seven championships.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
He promised him.
By the way,
he promised he was the greatest ever. And he's just not. Thank you, Michael Jordan. God bless you, Kobe Bryant, for having love handles now.
Do you realize since 1983, Shaquille O'Neal has been a teammate of an NBA champ every year?
Yeah.
34 straight years.
Yeah. You read that stat like a week ago.
I've never read that stat before on the radio.
You absolutely did.
Maybe off the air.
Nope. You read it on the air.
It's still an amazing statistic.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Maybe Shaquille O'Neal should be the best of all time.
I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
He's probably top seven.
He took his titles to South Beach, and he won a title too.
with Wade, but he didn't. They traded him.
Shaq for president.
No. We'll be back on Monday, folks. Have a good weekend.
Weeknights, 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports. If the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hit.